now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of August 28th. This week in 1998, the Frankie Lyman biographical film Why Do Fools Fall in Love opened in 1998. Three men were arrested in Memphis this week in 1977 for attempting to steal the body of Elvis Presley from its cemetery mausoleum, which is why he's buried at Graceland afterwards. In 1958, George Harrison joined John Lennon and Paul McCartney in their group, The Quarrymen. Paul Anka hosted, and Leslie Gore, The Circle, and Peter Gore, and Gordon, rather, appeared on the very last episode of Hullabaloo this week in 1966. Elvis's movie Kid Galahad opened this week in 1962. Paul Anka became a naturalized American citizen in Las Vegas this week in 1990. Concurrently, in America, his car was being towed away by the police. Brenda Lee sued MCA Records in 1988 for $20 million in unpaid royalties, and the suit was settled out of court. The final weekday episode of American Bandstand aired this week on television. It soon later became a Saturday show. The Late Show with David Letterman premiered this week in 1993. The first musical guest was Billy Joel. George Harrison was found guilty of subconscious plagiarism of He's So Fine as he was writing My Sweet Lord. The decision came about in 1976. Ode Records president Lou Adler was kidnapped in Malibu, California in 1976, and he was released only after a $25,000 ransom was paid. Boz Scaggs joined the Steve Miller Band in 1967, and he remained with the group for 2 years. Sonny and Cher's regular TV show premiered this week in 1971. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened in Cleveland this week in 1995. Arthur Brown was arrested in Italy after setting his helmet on fire during a concert there in 1970. He did it again later on when he set his helmet ablaze while singing the song in concert in Lewes, England. He donned a helmet with lighter fluid, set it on fire, as he had thousands of times in the last 40 years. But this time, the fire spread to his cloak, setting his hair and neck on fire. He stayed on stage, however, to sing the song's second verse, minus some hair. Sad news this week with the announcement of Jerry Allison, the founder of the Crickets, with Buddy Holly. He passed away on the 22nd of August at age 82. He was the co-writer of That'll Be the Day and Peggy Sue with Buddy Holly. Tom Springfield, the brother of Dusty and the co-founder of the Springfields, also has passed away at age 88. He died on the 27th of July, but only announced a few days ago. Apart from writing the songs and the hits for the Springfields, as well as for Dusty, Tom also wrote hits for the Seekers, including Georgie Girl. In the studio this week, the Youngbloods recorded Get Together in 66. The Marcells recorded Heartaches in 1961. Lou Christie recorded Lightning Strikes in 65. And Bobby Darin cut Clementine this week in 1959. Birthdays, David Soul is 79. Billy Grammer, born in August of... I'm sorry, I don't have the date here. It just disappeared. Paul McCartney's first child, his daughter Mary, born this week, 1969. Michael Jackson, born this week, 1958. Dinah Washington in 1924. Eleanor Rigby, the real Eleanor Rigby, born in Liverpool, 1895. John Phillips from the Mamas and Papas, born in 35. Chuck Colbert from the American Breed, 83. Van Morrison is 77. And Jerry Allison of the Crickets, who married the real Peggy Sue, as I said, died this week at 82. And he's having a birthday. Tony DeFranco from the DeFranco family is 63. Archie Bell, 78. Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees, 76. Conway Twitty, born in 35. Roy Head in 41. Diane Ray is 77. Jimmy Clanton is 84. Bobby Dickey from James and Bobby Purify, born in 39. Joe Simon, born in 43. Sam Gooden of The Impressions, born 34. Al Jardine from The Beach Boys is turning 80 this week. Gary Leeds Walker from The Walker Brothers is 81. And Jerry Lee Lewis's daughter, Phoebe, born this week, 1963. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's the rock and roll news for the week of August 28th. I'm Michael Godin.
treasure island oldie.